50 years ago today, President Lyndon Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act into law. But a key part of that law was nullified in 2013 in the landmark U.S. Supreme Court case in Shelby County versus Holder. That 5-4 decision removed a formula used to determine which states or counties needed federal approval before making changes to voting. 40 North Carolina counties were covered under that formula. As WFAE's Steve Harrison reports, its removal touched off a series of battles over voting that's still unresolved today.
After that Supreme Court decision 7 years ago, North Carolina became the nation's biggest battleground over voting rights.
I could teach an entire election law class just with cases from North Carolina.
That's Rick Hassan, a professor at the University of California, Irvine, who specializes in election law. The Republican takeover of the General Assembly in 2010 led to new laws requiring photo ID and new political maps that heavily favored Republicans after Democrats tilted map-making in their favor for decades. William Barber, the former head of the North Carolina NAACP, led a movement to fight back.
The historians say that we had the worst voter suppression case after Shelby, bar none. North Carolina set the bar for regression, and we set the bar for fight back and push back.
This is an unlawful assembly. We're asking you to disperse. If you do not disperse, you will be arrested in 5 minutes.
Barber's protests, like this one inside the state's General Assembly building in Raleigh, began in 2013.
We chose not to stand down. There were people who told us to accept the photo ID. We said no. And it was a 4-year battle, but we won.
Barber has won in that, for now, photo ID has been blocked by the courts on 2 occasions, but there's no final decision. The first setback for photo ID came in 2016, when a federal court said photo ID wasn't meant to combat fraud, but to, quote, target African Americans with almost surgical precision. And the court found that lawmakers, with race in hand, changed the bill to exclude the types of IDs used by African Americans. Pat McCrory was the Republican governor when photo ID was passed.
You know, we use an ID to get Sudafed in North Carolina. It's required, yet that's not called discriminatory. We use an ID to cash government checks. I don't agree with the discrimination argument against voter ID at all.
The State Board of Elections did an audit after the 2016 election. It found that out of nearly 4.8 million votes cast, only one likely would have been stopped with a photo ID law. 2 years later, the Republican legislature voted to place a constitutional amendment requiring photo ID on the 2018 ballot. It passed with 55% of the vote. The state NAACP sued, saying the legislature only had enough votes to place the amendment on the ballot because its members were elected based on gerrymandered maps. Here's attorney Kim Hunter.
So under our constitution, there wasn't representation of 3/5 of the populace to place the constitutional amendment on the ballot.
That second attempt at photo ID has been, for now, blocked by the courts. The other fight has been over political and racial gerrymandering of state and congressional maps. The 2018 congressional map gave Republicans the advantage in 10 of 13 seats. It did this by packing Democrats into some districts and cracking them into others to dilute their voting power. Barber says the most egregious gerrymander divided North Carolina, A&T, and Greensboro into 2 congressional districts.
That was just straight out racism and racist gerrymandering to split a historically black college campus. But we also know they did that across the state.
But state lawsuits forced the GOP to redraw not only the congressional map, but the state House and Senate maps as well. Democrats say those new maps are more fair. Moving forward, Democrats say they want an independent redistricting commission to draw maps in the future. McCrory says that's a good idea, but state Republicans like Senator Ralph Hice say it won't take politics out of the process.
You know, it's clearly a way to hide the changes you're making to the redistricting process to claim it's somehow independent.
This year's election plays a key role in voting rights in North Carolina. The November election will determine which party controls the General Assembly, and that party will be in charge of drawing new maps after the 2020 census. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.